Blog Talk Radio.
Whether or not we know it, and he'll forgive all our sins,
forgive our sins.
Oh, yeah. And all he has of us, oh yeah, is we give each other love. Oh yeah, love your mother,
she bore you.
Love your father,
he worked for you.
Love your sister,
good to you.
Love your brother,
love
your brother. Don't go and talk about.
Too many have died. Too much hate. There's still hope for tomorrow, but something has to change now.
Not tomorrow, but today. Something must be done. What we see cannot continue. Our ancestors paved the way, and now it's up to us. We've been given trust to make a change. What kind of world will we leave to our children if we do nothing?
If we do nothing,
the blood of those we love will be on our hands. We must take a stand now. I'm talking to you and you and you and the ones beside you. We can.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Friday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight I have with me Brother Ray, and we're going to be discussing what's now. So, as you know, Brother Ray has been in this for a long time, and he's working on the drum call, which is going on all over the world. Brother Ray, are you with me?
Yes, I am with you, my dear. And how are you tonight?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself, how are you?
Oh, I'm alive and well, and I thank God for that.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely do. And it's so great to be with you on this Friday night.
Well, it's great to be able to be here.
Yes.
We have a job to do. We have a job to do. That's why the Creator keeps us here, to do our job.
Yes.
He certainly has given you an assignment, and I appreciate you for what God does for you and for what you do for God's people.
Oh, thank you. Well, my work is minimum compared to what you do and others do.
Well, we just thank God for being and that we're able to carry out His glory and His word and do what we feel that our calling is. You know, God gives us all a purpose for being here and that we must
yes.
fulfill that purpose. So that's what we're doing and doing the best that we can. The
yes.
reason we came
yes.
up with what now, you know, is after these elections, where do we go? What do we do now? You know, we've been to where do we go from here many
yes.
times. So now we're after these last elections, and we're trying to figure out what are we going to do as a people? We're still the ones that's left out and locked out. we see that the former president said that he wanted more blonde-haired and blue-eyed people in America, and they certainly have been bringing them in since then and before then. To the point where our cities are overcrowded and overpopulated. But again, we're still the last hired and the first fired. So we find that the people who are unemployed and in the streets and losing their homes are mostly the people, the original people, the original man. And that
yes.
is us. So we must come
yes.
together, feel what we need to do at this point. We need to come together and organize ourselves, organize the people who are left out and locked out. I'm always reminded that there are more people who don't vote, and I'm one of those. I don't vote in this system.
Yeah,
and
I don't either.
Yeah, I refuse to vote in this system because it's not a godly system, number one. And number two, it's not our government. It's not our system. Okay, you know, we're reminded
yeah.
of what the Bible says. The Bible says that one came to kill, steal, and destroy. And it's not hard to see who's doing the killing, who's doing the stealing, and who's doing the destroying. Everywhere they go, this group of people, and it's not all, you know, I say this group, I'm not speaking of all white people. I'm speaking
yeah.
of evil people come
yeah.
in all colors. As
yes,
I've always said, it's not black versus white, it's wrong versus right. Every brother ain't a brother. Every white
that's
man
right.
ain't your enemy. And I mean that.
That's right. Yeah.
That is something that we've been coining for years and years. I remember the days of Martin marching with Dr. King and going into the South to do voter registration when they were killing us for attempting to register to vote. They had rules and laws that they passed in their government that we could not walk down the street, and if they saw a white folk, we had to get off the sidewalk. Those were their laws, not ours.
Right.
I was reminded of one of my Native American brothers that when they came and they landed on Plymouth Rock. I was reminded by Malcolm X first that we didn't land on Plymouth Rock, as he put it. Plymouth Rock landed on us. And what he meant
mm-hmm.
by that was when they came and they found us here, we are the original
yes.
man, woman, right here on this continent. Okay, this continent here was the original continent. This is where we were planted by the creator of this universe, the giver and sustainer of all life right here on this continent. So don't let them trick you, tell you that we all were born in Africa. That's not true. And it's not it's true that they brought Africans here. But we were already here when they brought the Africans here. I was supposed to be in Mobile, Alabama today and tomorrow for a festival. Mobile, Alabama was where the last slave ship arrived in this country. And they celebrate that every year. They have a festival every year. And I was supposed to be a speaker this year, but unable to make that trip financially. We're just not in a position that we need to be in as a people to deal with the issues that we're faced with. But we're going to be there. We're going to get there. And that's where do we go from here? And that's where I wanted to speak about tonight. What are we going to do? And I'm going to suggest to our people that, number one, for those who understand the history of the African American in this land, okay, the so-called black man in this land, the history that we've had, the slaughter that we've gone through, the embarrassment, the degradation, the downright wickedness and evilness of those who came and to kill and destroy. They've been in control. Well, it's time for them. They got to go now. And as Francis Cresswell has been teaching us for years, that they are afraid of they're losing their melanin. They never had the melanin, but they're losing their genetic. They're afraid of this genetic annihilation. In other words, they're phasing out. God is taking them out, and we will have a peaceful planet once that is over with. And it's going to take a minute, but it's going to happen. But in the meantime, we have to organize and do things that we need to do. And the way we put it is that, at least the way I see it, is that we all are leaders, everyone. All these people who call in your show and listen and talk, everybody's got an ability to lead. And we just need to nurture that ability. And those of us who have a little more experience, you know, like the Bible says, God chose the old because we know the way. Chose the young because you're strong. You can't make it without us. And we can't make it without you. We've got to do, in my opinion, is organize ourselves, come together wherever we are. And that means you are the leader in your community. You're the leader in your family. You're the leader in your state and in your neighborhood. So we're just trying to give you a plan that you can follow and do what has to be done. You cannot continue to look to somebody else to do what you should be doing for yourself. And that goes for all of us. We continue to look elsewhere for the leadership that is in each and every one of us. And it doesn't matter. Yes. It doesn't matter your color of your skin. It doesn't matter what your religion is. You know, we have the same issue, the same problem. And as I think I've said this before, that on your show, well, before that, when I first came into Miami, I was put on a talk show, TV talk show, and to debate the attorney for the Ku Klux Klan here in the state of Florida. And, of course, we won that debate. Because after the debate, he got up to shake my hand. I shook his hand, of course. And he resigned from the Klan because he understood what I was saying. And what I was saying to them then, and I'll say now, that we have the same problem. It doesn't matter what color we are. Poor people are poor because there's one group of people taking all of the resources out of the land and putting the money in their own pockets and leaving the people to fight one another. Divide and conquer is their game. It's how they do it. So, you know, it's time for us to understand that divide and conquer tactic. Organize ourselves, put our own plan together. Put our own agenda together, what we're going to do, and we're going to ask everybody who's listening here to go back into your own community, your own family, write down those issues that you think are important to you and your community. We know what they are. Write them down and submit them to Sister Antoinette, and we'll put this thing together. And we will get back with you with the plan that we've already put together. We just want to put your input in there. And we'll come up with a plan of action that each and every one of us and each and every one of our communities can use in that community to turn the issues around that you tell us are the problems. And we do have the answers. Trust me, we have the answers. And I mean, when I say we, I mean our people have the answers. Yes, we've been tricked. We've been bamboozled. We've been lied to. And not only by those who control our government, but those who control our community. And it doesn't matter what shade they came in, what their complexion is. Greed is the issue and the problem. Okay, and so once we look at these and, you know, we can get ourselves organized and we do not have to fight anybody physically. We will defend ourselves, of course, but we don't have to look for a fight to change conditions. We can change these conditions because we say so. And if we organize ourselves and come together, we will say so and it will be. Okay? We are the gods of the universe. We are the gods of this planet. Come together, people, okay, and write up your plan. So what we've done so far tonight, we wanted to wait till after the election to make this announcement, create an organization called the People's Grassroots Assembly. People's Grassroots Assembly, the TPGA, the TPGA, People's Grassroots Assembly. And what the Grassroots Assembly is, with the understanding that change does not come from the top down. It comes from the bottom up. There are more people in this land who don't participate in the voting because we understand that you're voting in their system, which is a corporate system which we have no power in. The power is in the people. So if the people come together, understanding that we must begin to represent ourselves, we must begin to take care of ourselves, we must begin to look to each other and turn to each other and not turn on one another. We cannot allow the dividing and conquer tactic to work any longer. Put our differences aside, down. We don't have time for that now. The enemy is at the door. Our people are being murdered every single day in America. Every day you turn your television on, your radio on, 3 or 4 people have been shot. Oh, they're killing each other. That's not true. We're being murdered. We're being murdered by a wicked system. In many cases, we exposed that in 1980, during the 1980 riots in Miami. There were white folk riding around in vans, shooting black folk on the street, and nobody complained. We complained about it. We saw it, and we challenged the then U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno. We challenged her, told her about it. We saw it, and we wanted something done. But, of course, the newspaper ignored it, and Janet Reno ignored it. So we've come to the point now, okay? They're going to ignore the truth about what's going on, but we are not going to continue to allow the truth to be hidden and covered up and denied to the people. Because once you know the truth, you'll do it right, okay? The truth is what's going to make you free, if you want to put it that way. But you have to know it. You have to know what's going on. They never tell us what the truth, because it's the same people that's doing it, that's controlling and owning everything. Kanye, hey. Kyrie, hey. They told us the truth. We just have to listen to them. And when you listen, you're not saying be violent and angry about it. I say get organized. If you're angry, get organized. Let's get our people organized. We continue to finance and give our money to the people who are making all these rules and laws. We're buying everything they're selling. That's why we say Christmas is coming. Hold your money. Hold your money. Okay? In other words, stop financing Nike. Stop financing Santa Claus and his lies. You know, stop financing our churches, which we put our 10% in every Sunday. And I've always said this, and we had a big article here in the Miami Herald some years ago, that the church, the black church, could solve the problem in the black community on Sunday, on Monday morning if it chose to. Because every Monday morning, our churches collectively put hundreds of millions of dollars in banks that refuse to lend that money back to the community it comes from. And that's a fact. Okay, so we need to organize ourselves, put our money together in our own institution that we sit on the board of directors of, and that we determine where that money goes. We can do this. Nothing can stop us from doing that. While we put the drum call together, the drum call goes out every Sunday, 3 p.m. worldwide.
Yes.
Synchronized drum. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday, and it goes around the world. So oppressed people around the world hear the call. They're drumming.
Yes.
They're praying. I'm praying for divine intervention. Lord, we need some help here. Okay? They're praying in their own language and their own religion. We're not asking everybody to be what we say, to be what you are. Okay? And we're singing. Lift every voice till earth and heaven ring. That's a message that's going out around the world. And it's going out in different languages all over the world. And it's growing every day. Every week it grows. It grows. We are just so thankful that God has given us to do this work. And it works if we'll work it. And it's not.
Yes, it will.
It's not. Yeah, it's a thing that's it's everybody's thing. We all do it. You know, when that message came to me, I spread it to those people who understood what that message was, because it took me a while to figure it out. But there are those who know what that means, and they picked it up, and they started moving it. Okay, and that brought me along with it as well. I said, okay. Then our Native American brothers joined it, and they're drumming all over this country. Okay, they are, and they're making a big deal out of it, make a bigger deal out of it than we've been able to so far. And I'm grateful and thankful that they hear the call and that we hear their call, because they were doing it before we were, you know. But it's a kinship and a friendship and a love for one another. That's what's making this happen. Okay, so those things is what we think we need to focus on now. The former president said that he wanted more blonde-haired, blue-eyed people here. Well, they're here now. If you're in Miami, Florida, if you're in Florida, you can see it clearly, because it's all along the coast, all of the prime property and the prime bases are taken in by people who come here from Europe. And by the millions, y'all. Y'all can't see it. If you come down here, you can see it, because they got high-rise apartments all over the place to the sky, full of people. And they don't look like us. But that's not a call. That's a call to action. And the action that we're asking you to come to is organize. Organize and turn to each other, not on each other. And as I said, a former president wants more blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. And this president now has given that billions of our dollars to these blonde-haired, blue-eyed people they're bringing here, while our people and the American people, in many cases, sleeping in the streets because they're losing their homes to these greedy corporations, corporate mortgage companies and bankers who are going up on interest and going up on costs that people can't afford it, and forcing us out financially. So this is, like we've thought, always said, it's economic warfare, and it's a spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we can deal with it if we get organized to deal with it. Let's not wait till the army, the troops show up in the corner. Because if they don't have any money to buy their bullets, they ain't going to be shooting nobody. And we're giving them the money to buy them bullets, y'all. You understand what I'm saying? So that's part of the strategy. And we're looking for ideas together that you have. You know what's going on in your community, just like I know what's happening here. I know here that we don't own anything. We own no economic engine. And we don't own any economic engine because the system has made sure that we don't own any. They made sure we didn't own the corner store. The corner stores back in the day, back in the 80s, I did a study back in the 80s, where the corner stores, grocery stores, were taking out $6 to $10 million a year out of our community. and didn't even want you to work in it. Wouldn't even allow you to work in it. So I said then, I'll say it again. Okay, we're going to open our own store, and we're going to dare you to stop us. We're going to dare you to stop us, okay? And y'all know who I'm talking to and about. We got to get ourselves together. We cannot cooperate with our own demise. So what we're doing when we don't do anything and we sit back and go to the people who are creating our problem, to help us, not going to help us. So it's up to us to help ourselves and each other. So we're going to, this is where we are. And if you like the idea, if you think you can help develop it, we need you. We will work with you, not for you. We will put this whole program together. I've got a list of things that I think we can do. And it starts with our education, our educational system. We need our own educational system. We got brothers and sisters who can teach, but they don't have institutions to teach because they have to get paid, and they only can get paid by the system who's in control. But unlike the Catholic churches or the Jewish schools, and the Catholic schools, I should say, and the Jewish schools, they finance their own schools. Plus, they get our tax money to run those schools. Well, why don't we do the same thing? Why don't we start our own school, but we're going to finance them ourselves? We got enough money to do it. We got probably more money than any other ethnic group around here, except those at the top. And I was reminded yesterday how much money black people in America make. It certainly does not show up in the street, because what we're doing is 1% have done, taking it all for themselves. And we don't turn and put some of that money back together so that we can open our own schools, we can have our own farms. We've got farms all over this country that's suffering because of the system. The government refuses to give them what they give the white, I hate to put it that way, but that's what it is, the white farmers. Okay, so we put a plan, we have a plan together for our black farmers. We've been in touch with the black farmers. Okay, the only thing is we just have not put enough people together who understand what has to be done to achieve these goals. Okay, and what it incorporates is us working together. Story about my brother, who was Walter Fauntroy. Some of you may or may not know him. He was a United States congressman, and we got him into the office, into the Congress in Washington, D.C., when we didn't even have a right to vote. We had to fight for the right to vote. We got it. And then we elected him to be the first black congressman to represent Washington, D.C. And he organized the Congressional Black Caucus, which was a strong organization at that point. Of course, they have been diluted now. We don't even hear from them, and they're saying nothing, to be honest with you. But the fact of the matter is that we have people who can organize, and we need you, whatever level you are. If you're interested in saving our people, then we need you to join this effort within your own community and do something different than what, you know, than what we have been doing. You know, and I'm not so much for confronting those elected officials, because they know what they're doing. All we have to do is know what they're doing. And you're not gonna get them out of their office, because we don't control the voting apparatus in this country. But we can control our own if we decide to start our own registration, our own voting system, so that whoever represents us will come from among us, and that we will select them, and that the money of the power brokers will not control who we select. And that's what's been happening. They come and they put their money behind who they want, and when they put their money behind them, they have to do what they tell them. So we're going to get around that, I pray, and I pray that we will understand what that means. So that's where we are. And I guess we'll have to at some point have a convention or whatever. We hear many people are doing this and trying to do it, and I could call names, but we need something to happen now. This is a call to action. We got to do something, y'all. We got to take a stand. No, we're not doing that. Doing a lot of talking and a and a lot of complaining and a lot of blaming. But we can't do that any longer. We've got to get ourselves together. So that's what this, this format is. That's what this program is about. How do we, where do we go now? What do we do now that we can see this clearly? I hope you all can see it. I mean, I don't know about other cities, but I hear the same complaint coming from everywhere.
So, yes.
I've been responsible for registering thousands of people in this country. I went with SCLC throughout the South to register people to vote back in the day. I registered 10,000, I caused 10,000 people to be registered here in Dade County, Florida, in 1 year, 1980-81. After the riots, we decided to organize voter registration because we thought that was going to change things. But, of course, what happened was, just so that you'll know, yes, it got Mr. And then $175 million in this community to help build up the black community. But I guess you know where it went. It did not go into the black community. It went into the white community and into the Cuban community. And there was no opposition at that point to that because the leadership in the black community, they didn't say anything. They didn't oppose it. They didn't say, no, wait a minute. What about us? Yeah, what about us? As Michael Jackson has said, what about us? So it's us about us, and that's what it has to be. But that money went into Brickell Avenue, Little Havana, Liberty City, Coconut Grove, Overtown, those communities that we were the populace of. And as a result, today they just don't exist. All those communities now that we used to be 80 and 100% black are now flipped around. And we can't find us in these communities. So that's where we are. And I'm hoping that we will take advantage of the time and get ourselves organized. I hope that those who are in the sound of our voices tonight would wake up and stand up. I think that was an excellent, that's an excellent song that was written and is performed at the opening. Maybe we need to perform it again, play it again, so that people can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Who didn't get it early, you know, because that is so real. So here we are. Maybe we'll do it. You know, you tell me when it's good to play it, and then we'll maybe open up and see who's got something to say and what we can do from this.
Okay. Well, we can play it now because we have callers with their hands up. So, okay, yeah, we're going to play this song, and then I'll be right with you to open your line. Okay.
Too many have died. Too much hate. There's still hope for tomorrow, but something has to change now.
Not tomorrow, but today. Something must be done. What we see cannot continue. Our ancestors paved the way, and now it's up to us. We've been given trust to make a change. What kind of world will we leave to our children if we do nothing?
If we do nothing,
the blood of those we love will be on our hands. We must take a stand now. I'm talking to you and you.
Take our callers in the order in which they have their hand up. And the first one is supposed to be my co-host, but really I'm his co-host. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Greetings, much love, peace, Sister Antoinette and Brother Ray. How is everybody doing this evening?
Well, thank you, and yourself?
You know I'm doing great. I'm above ground living, doing my job, so doing what we was put here to do, as Brother Ray is reiterating this evening. And again, I like to start off not to take us off course, but actually to keep us on course and let our people know,
please, family, stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Y'all know what that means. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Because, see, if we keep drinking that Kool-Aid, we're going to come up dead, y'all. And I said that to lead into this. I don't know if any of y'all remember what happened on this date in 1978. A lot of y'all listening tonight might not be too young, but we remember. Remember Jonestown, led by the infamous Jim Jones, who date had mass suicide that killed 909 people, one-third being children. Happened on this date. I know y'all remember that. Jim Jones massacre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that is the game plan for the enemy, and he does that.
Well, this is that's why I said don't drink the Kool-Aid, y'all. That was my first statement, see? Because we drinking too much of this garbage that we keep spitting out. You mentioned Kyrie and Brother Kanye. We know the truth when we hear the truth. We just hearing them. It's been in the wind for decades. We've heard this story repeat itself. Tupac said the same thing. He's gone. Michael Jackson said the same. He's gone. Prince said the same. He's gone. As soon as they start talking about the Jewish establishment, regardless of how, if they put Jew in it or not, we know who's owned by Sony. We know who's owned by these record companies. See? The same thing we're talking about, family. What can we do? What now? Shit, we can do it now. Small things.
Well, we're doing it. That's why, Brother Eddie. That's what we're doing here now.
I'm just adding to what you're saying. Just like you said, Christmas coming up. Why wait to Christmas, y'all? Guess what? Kanye and Karina gave us an opening. Every bastard that attacked them, white, black, or indifferent, boycott their ass. That goes with Shaq, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Charles, anything that they're pushing as far as here in Chicago. Shaq is with Papa John Pizza. Anything these bastards cause. What did we learn back in the day, family? What did we learn? If you ain't got nothing nice to say about somebody, what? Shut up.
Keep your mouth shut. Yep.
And why are you brothers talking about another brother who's white and y'all ain't got enough gumption? You ain't got the intestinal fortitude to open your mouth. Because that's the problem right now. We evading a lot of the problems because you said we can fix us. We got enough sports figures alone who are millionaires that will make that make billions together. Why hasn't this happened? Why?
Well, because we haven't. Dr. King tried to get us to understand that, and that's why he started the Operation Breadbasket right there in Chicago to get us to open our own stores so we wouldn't have to go to their stores. We opened our own pizza parlor so we wouldn't have to go to their – I wouldn't want to go to their pizza parlor. So we've got to teach that. That's the way we deal with it. You open your grocery store, you don't go to theirs. You open your record shop, you don't go to theirs.
Everything you're saying is right. Brother Ray, the only thing that we got, we're trying to give marching orders. And the thing that we haven't taught yet, see. It's just like even teaching. It's called repetition. You come on every now and then. I come on weekly, whatever. When we in school, we was going every day, see. So we need schools, like you said, or we need shows, classes like this, where it's regurgitated every day, see. Because the word ain't getting out like it should. Let me use something like what you said to my brother, you already doing. What now? By the number. What now? What now is the drum speaks to us. Those same numbers is what now is the drum speaks.
And let me show you how well.
Organize yourself first. Because we can't get nobody if they ain't organized within self. So the same numbers as what now? Start off with organizing yourself first so we can get together. I can't get together with you if you ain't got yourself together. Another one,
well,
too,
you know,
is
to
we
show,
have to
show you the,
go ahead.
To show you the effects of the drum call, which is an organizing tool, there are 198 countries who have the same problem. that we're talking about, we got in our own community. You got in Chicago, I got in Miami, and I got in Washington, and I got in every city in this country with the same people doing the same thing. But they've decided to come together. Matter of fact, I'm on their board, okay? They've come in together, and they're going to stop using the American dollar until they straighten this thing up. It's going to cause some trouble, of course. We got to be prepared for that. So this is the way, and it is the teaching of Dr. King, and it is the teaching of even the racist Mahatma Gandhi. You know, he had a good point. There's no question about that. And it wasn't about his racism towards black people, but was it about getting the British out of India and out of their lives, not on the race and not on racism, because there are whites who are suffering just like we are. Unfortunately, they don't know where it's coming from. They don't know who the problem is. It ain't us. And as we've always said, we're not the problem, y'all. Okay. So they've done everything they could to trick us, the people. They trick a lot of people, but they can't fool us. There's a saying that says you can fool some of the people all the time, but you can never fool all the people all the time. So those of us who are not fooled, we've got to come step up to the plate now and share that information like you're doing, Eddie. Share that information and teach where we are. You know, I got to teach these people around here, around me, so they'll understand. You got to teach them. Unfortunately, we've got a strong opposition to what we're saying and what we're doing. But there's so many people in pain now and hurting and looking for answers, we have to provide them those answers, I believe. Yeah, go ahead, my brother.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, the drum, as you said, everybody else is doing. You have 978 nations, you said, and around the world. Well, again, the drum actually speaks. And it's speaking a divine message. This is why it's catching on. It's picking up. It's been in the air. We're just getting back acclimated to what we're using the drum for. And at the same time, our true intentions are being revealed from drumming, from the conversations that start to activate what we should be doing. There should be a movement of true action. But because the self, oneself, is not organized within oneself, this is what I'm saying. We can't organize with here in America. I can't speak for any other country. You know, this is why it's so hard for things to happen, because, again, we've been so programmed. Just say, for instance, dancing. Who can dance? Everybody can dance. But certain people think they can't dance for the simple fact that what? Somebody else has put in your mind what dancing is. When we are walking, family, that is dancing. This is why the group Blackbirds made a song called Walking in Rhythm. When we are walking, that's the natural dance of the beat under your feet. And we get it twisted. Think this is why even we had rain dances and it's this American English that's got us so confused. With our acceptance of the English word in and of itself at the end of the day, family. Because we push these words so hard that we truly believe in, as we say, these are spell words. And if anybody has a way of seeing the spell, please share it with us, because I'm giving mine with numbers. So we can see what's coming out of our mouth behind the number of the words. So we stop pushing the spell behind the culprits who put us in a mindset that we keep regurgitating the wrong things. Not all of us. Not all of us.
But what are we going to do here?
Many of us still doing it.
What are we going to do here? We're going to have those classes that you're talking about on hopefully on Antoinette's agenda, that each person who has a solution will have a night or have a portion of a night to talk about that, to educate the people on that, okay? That we will begin to spread this word, this information, this knowledge, because our people are perishing. They don't know. They don't know these things. So everybody will get a chance to share what they think we need to do. And once we put it all together, we'll have the book that we can share with our people. Say, here's what we need to do, y'all. Let's do it. And we can do it. And the simple thing is to hold your money, spend it with each other. If it ain't black, don't buy it. You know, buy from black folks. Say, buy black or don't buy at all. Establish festivals in your own community where you have your arts and your clothing and your food. Everything that we sell, that we use, we need to sell. Okay? Nobody can force us to go down to Kroger's. We can have our own supermarket. We have a plan for that. We put a plan together some years ago. We had a 100 truck drivers prepared to drive the food from the black farms that we put together into the black communities. But because we didn't have finance to finance that kind of a move, we had to talk about it and beg folk to do something. Okay? So our people got to wake up. You have to contribute into your own cause. That means take your money out of them stinking banks that won't lend it back to you, that's foreclosing on your houses. Take them out. Start your own money. Put it under the mattress. Stand in front of your house with a gun. You have a right to own, to protection. That's a God-given right to defend yourself. Okay, so, you know, and I'm just being hard about it. It's time. You know, time is now. We can't continue to go by their law. We have to go by God's law. You have a right to defend your family. You have a right not to starve. You have a right not to be put on the streets in your own land. Because this is our land. These people are invaders. I'm sorry, they are. So, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to share. And if this thing grows, the people will begin to hear the crying call. You know, hear that drum call, man. The drum call is awesome. It's the heartbeat of the world. As Brother Kwame has said, it is the heartbeat of the universe. And it'll wake the people. And then you have to give them direction. And that's what this is. Let's give some direction here. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start organizing our own communities. We're going to build our own economic base. That should be on the minds of everybody listening to this program tonight. How can I go back into my community and my family and begin to establish an economic base? What do we have to do? People who have expertise in these areas, they can come on and they can answer questions and give ideas of how we're going to get this done. We got to hurry up and do this, or we won't be here, because they're running us out of this. They're running us out of Miami. We were 80% in 1978. 80% of this community. Now we're down to about 12%, y'all. Okay. And you're not going to hear that on the news. You're not going to hear that on the radio. They ain't going to talk about it. But we can talk about anything we choose to talk about and not be afraid. And the other thing is that we're not trying to build any one leader. We're all leaders. You know, it's like Ossie Davis said. I don't know if y'all heard that speech that Ossie Davis gave back in the day, and he made a very potent point. If our leader, dies while on the job, I'm gonna read it to you. So misquote my brother. They said that it's not the man, but the plan. It's not the rap, it's the map, and that's what we're doing. We're putting a map out for our people. And Ossie Davis, in his speech, said, give us a plan of action. Sorry, y'all. Commandments, simple, strong, that we can carry in our hearts and in our memories, no matter where we are, and reach out and touch. Can you hear me? And reach out and touch our brother. I'm trying to read, and I'm having a little problem here.
Well, brothers, we have other callers with their hands up. So while y'all are getting your thoughts together, I'm going to move on, and y'all know how it goes. Okay, area code 424. Erico 424.
Greetings.
Hello, Brother Tyreek, I believe.
Greetings, yes, it is. Greetings, Antoinette.
Hey,
how you doing?
What's
hey,
up,
hello.
Brother?
How are you?
Brother Eddie, yes, all the masters, all the maestros and maestros. Yeah, that's right. We all getting together and building up what has been done, and we're redoing it and making it better. That's what we're doing. We have come to the conclusion that we are the ones that we have been waiting for.
Amen.
And it is time to move forward. It is time to take action on some of these creatures out here that are claiming to be public servants and are ripping off the people. And, you know, so we have the remedy for that. I have been using that for the past 20-some years. It is called the administrative process. If you have any problem with any so-called public servant, please contact me because we have the solution. We've gotten rid of 106. Yeah, we've gotten rid of 106 felonies. We've gotten rid of multiple tickets. Traffic tickets, parking tickets, a lot of this nonsensical racketeering that they do, the corporations, and we have the solution, and it works every time. They default every time, every single time they default. Why? Because they don't have what they're supposed to have to even be in office, even to do the appointments that they've gotten. They don't follow the script like they're supposed to. And that is, they have to have a proper oath of office. And what we're finding right now, I don't know if you all heard this, but there are over 400 federal officers, including number one and number two. Who would that be? That's
number one. Hey,
yeah,
number one, that's two people, Sloppy Joe.
Well, but that's Sloppy Joe and Kamal. Kamala. Mm-hmm. So all these people are being taken down and gotten rid of because, you know, what they are doing, and you know that the Supreme Court is involved right now and is bringing forward the fact that the election, so-called, last time was not what it was supposed to be. And that's why Sloppy Joe and Kamal are getting removed, because there's all kinds of shenanigans that have been exposed all around the country. And the media, the megalomedia, is pounding it every day, repetition, that it's a fraud. Oh, these people, they're deniers, and they're just causing problems, and blah, 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 you know.
Brother Tyree, yes. Would you give your number so that those who are listening who want to do that will call you so you can show them and teach them how to do it? And I'll be
Absolutely. That's area code 424-248-4007. And you can reach me at Tariq Montuno, TARIKMONTUNO at gmail.com. And any questions, anything you want to know there, contact me there and I'll hook you up with this. Because, again, folks, this is the remedy. If you don't have a remedy, is there any law? Huh? I don't think so. And obviously, when you go downtown to the courthouses, or I was at Compton Courthouse yesterday, and they had the folks lined up all down the wall, all around the corner, all down the stairs at the traffic place, all of them being just taxed and triple taxed and tax some more, and it's all racketeering.
Yep. Like they just told me that I can't. That my driver's license has been suspended because I didn't pay the insurance. And, you know, it's all their game. It's the same people doing the same thing. I told them, well, go ahead and pay it. I'm never going to pay that.
So, no, it's already paid, sir. It's already prepaid. I have the affidavit that all accounts are prepaid, okay?
and all accounts are prepaid since 1933, when the U.S. Corporation declared bankruptcy in the city of London, along with the other nine countries of the Geneva Convention. And that's HJR 192 and Public Law 7111. That's in the congressional record. Anybody can go find it and go read it themselves. You know, and this is what I insist upon, especially with the sisters and even the brothers, stop calling Europa Europe, because it's called Europa. It's named after a sister, a goddess from Macedonia, who was
Tariq, this is exactly what I'm talking about. For those
right.
who have this information, teach it to the people. Never heard
right.
that until you told me. They never said anything in school when I was going to class to
right.
learn about history. No,
yeah, I went to college
because they are lying.
Yeah, I went to college a couple years and never heard it.
That's why we have to do what we're doing. That's what this grassroots
assembly
is about.
Right.
Just get this information to the people. You know, the system's
right.
not doing it. We have to do it. Let's do it.
Right.
And that's what this is. Call Tyrese and get the information.
Yeah.
Please call Brother Eddie and learn how to do the numbers thing. You know, we got to learn these things. And we got teachers who are available to do it.
Right.
You know, and help, you know, help them. You know, this is what we have to do. We got to turn to each other. We got to get some help.
This is what we are doing, bro. This is what we are doing. See, we're already doing all this. We just need to do it more and more.
Yes.
And that's M-O-O-R-M-U-U-R, more. Okay,
and that's who we are.
That's why this is our land. See, we have to get with not only Dr. King. Dr. King made it very clear that the USDA gave white farmers everything they needed.
That's right.
And
put them
through schooling and everything. Gave them all the money they needed to do it.
Still doing it.
Yeah. Got them paying them not to grow food.
That's right.
Yeah,
and giving them a Monsanto seeds from these Nazis who put these seeds in here that don't reproduce.
Exactly.
Now, come on, y'all. We got to wake up. Wake up and stand up. That's why it's so important. What you're doing now is so very important to wake the people. Come, wake up. It's extremely important. We have people who can teach us about this health, about the food that we're being fed. No, you got to see out of these McDonald's and Burger King. You don't know what they're selling you. What they're providing.
Murder Kings and Mickey Death.
Yeah.
They're calling by the right name, folks. In fact,
right.
I highly recommend, and this is a stern recommendation to every one of us listening, go to whatever good search engine you want and look up Moving Motion interview with Rabbi Abe Finkelstein. Just put it in there. Interview with Rabbi Abe Finkelstein. Please go do that and listen to the Yehuda tell you exactly what it says in their books and what they're doing to us now and have so been doing for a long time. See, and even though the nation attempted to show with the two-volume book called the Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews that I know we all must have read or should read if we haven't, even though they've done this, we still have this stigma, and like Eddie was talking about earlier, you got they say Kanye. Or Ye got in such trouble, it even caused Kyrie to get in trouble. Yeah, they done jumped on these boys, assassinating these boys as if they did some kind of German Nazi pogrom on them. You understand?
That's what it is.
What?
That's what they're doing to us. This German Nazi crap. That's what
yeah, they're
is.
Doing that to we, us. But see, no, wait, listen, they're doing that to us. But as soon as we open our mouth about them in any way, shape, or form, now it is all of a sudden turned as if we're the ones doing it to them.
So what are we doing? What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do at that point?
Well, we're supposed to put Rabbi Abe Finkelstein up and let him, and let the people listen to him, and we also listen to the Christian preacher who went over to Israel and did a video called The Other Israel on the Away Back Machine or whatever you got to do. Go find that The Other Israel and see what the truth is. See, let the truth be spoken by them. Let them speak the truth to you. Then you ain't got to say nothing.
Now, I think we need to stand up, brother. I think we need to say something. And when they jump Kanye, they jump us. When they jump Tyrese, they jump us.
No, I'm not saying
we're
not supposed to
do it together at the same time.
Yeah, I'm saying what we're supposed to do is put them on Front Street on the their own truth that we know about and that we are saying, and that is the proof. Even Kanye said, hey, they didn't prove everything I said. And they have. They have proven everything he said. And then they're going to jump on Kyrie. And all he did was post a link. He didn't even put nothing in the link, say nothing about the film. You know, but they're going to jump all over him talking about the hurt he caused because he put a link up. He said, well, why didn't you jump on Mr. Bezos, who did the
film?
Thank
you.
I mean, come on.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Amazon, why didn't you say it?
Yeah,
why didn't you even pull the link off your service? If it's so bad.
Tell him, Eddie.
Well,
see,
my point.
Y'all gonna jump on this brother and the people who are letting us know what kind of damn people you so-called Jewish people are. You ain't said nothing to them. This man ain't did nothing but posted some shit you white people done put out. And y'all ain't saying nothing to your own people.
Well,
that's what gets me right away.
Yeah, but I think the answer is we need to respond to that. We need to stand up. Like I said, this is a clarion call. This is a call to action. Stop buying anything that Bezos sells, stop all of this stuff giving them your money. Because everything you buy goes in their pockets. Stop
spending
money.
How many people subscribe to Amazon? Come on now. Just dropping Amazon alone will make a noise.
That's right.
Well, you got to educate the people to do it. You got to get them mad enough to do something, and not fall into this because they want a war. They want to fight us with guns. We can't win that war, but they can't win the war we're fighting. They can't win the war we're doing. We organize ourselves. That's my point.
Right.
Okay? Get organized. Stop spending your money with them. Come together. Put your money in each other. Put it in your own community. If you don't have a store, open a store. Set it on the floor. Have a festival like they're doing in Mobile, Alabama this weekend. They have a festival for the and spend all your money with them. Don't go to not one white store. And I hate to put it that way, but that's the only thing that's gonna get us our respect. And when we got respect, they ain't gonna mess with you. Okay.
And it's been proven over and over that boycotting has been proven over and over and over to work. It works every time because anytime you hit them in their pocket, now they change right away. We know that.
And
we've seen that.
I don't care if they change or not. I'd rather make Tyreek
wealthy. No,
I'd rather make Eddie wealthy.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd rather make Sister Antoinette wealthy. Take that money from them and give it to our own people.
Of course.
That's not hard to do. They can't tell you how to spend your money. They try, but they can't.
They do.
Okay.
But
and not
do,
only that, if you remember these whites marching with their torches saying you're not replace us.
Right. That's in Charlottesville.
You remember that?
Charlottesville,
They're the ones that's going to do the battle with these people. So they pissed off with them too. But they only know how to fight and kill.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
But that's the Nazis
that
have been here since the 40s.
Yeah. We ain't doing that. What we're doing is organizing. We're pulling our money back and turning to each other and calling on the Holy Spirit of God to come and fight this battle. They can't win that one. They cannot win that one.
Yep.
So that's what we're doing. We're asking them to come on, Lord, help us.
Yeah, but they can't win nothing. They, in fact, this is what we see and hear if you listen and watch. They're telling you that their ability to procreate is severely diminished. You understand?
Right. They've been doing it in the wrong end.
and that's the monkeypox, you know.
Yeah, that's their whole thing, man. It's the same game. Mm-hmm. Same people playing the same game.
Yeah.
I just pray that those who are listening will understand what we're saying. And if you got answers, you got questions, please answer them. Ask them. We'll do the best we can to answer them. You know, and we're not pretending to know all things or everything. But there's some of us who've been around a long time, Tariq. We've been out there in the woods and byways. You know?
We are the elders, and they must learn to listen to their elders, especially those experienced elders as we are, because otherwise you're not going to catch anything, because they're doing a great job of the deliberate dumbing down of America. And that's a book written by the former Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan. And I just heard a tape. Go ahead.
Would you explain to them what the chemtrails do?
Oh, yeah, the chemtrails. Actually, you can go back on YouTube, I think, if they haven't taken it down, and look for the lieutenant pilot, the lady pilot from the Air Force who exposed the whole thing. And showed you the machines and showed you the kinds of things that go in them and what they're spraying on us. Yeah. And when you understand the content of what is being sprayed upon us and has been so sprayed upon us for the past 25 years, I mean, you will definitely need to get in action and start doing something for yourself. If nothing else, for yourself. There's a brother out here who has created a growing pot that it doesn't even need a lot of water, and all you have to do is put a certain amount of soil in there, and it just everything just grows up out of it. And so this is a brother we should be supporting, and he's helping us get back to what we're supposed to do for ourselves, and that is produce our own victuals, our own food, the good food, the food that sustained us through thick and thin and all the hell we've been through all these past 200-400 years, see? And
they're trying to pass laws. They're trying to pass laws to deny you the right to grow your own food. Now, this is what their government is. They're asking you to go vote for them, and they're the ones who're doing this. So if they know Democrat or Republican, they're both evil and wicked people who want to control and rule the world. But the earth
and
the Lord.
Stop with the voting. Because the voting is nothing more than a trick to get at your estate that you don't even know you have.
That's right.
And your estate is worth billions. Your estate is the backbone to what these people are doing. They are utilizing your estate that you don't even know you have, and many of you don't even want to know that you have it. And they're taking all those funds, and they're spending it and doing with it whatever they want, and you don't even see this. And so this is what we're here for. We're here to show you this is how they operate, folks. This is what they do. This is not talk. This is how they operate. This is corporate governance. This is corporate incorporated governance since 1872, and this is a bankrupt, out of existence corporation, the U.S. corporation. So if you don't learn this and find out about this, then you're going to continue to be running around with this green paper in your pocket, talking about you got money, and it's not money whatsoever. You don't see no money on it any place. It's only Federal Reserve notes. And a note is nothing. It's on something you owe.
The thing that I want to do for our people is to educate them about these things so that when they understand what we are saying and how this answers the question. Come together, turn to each other, grow your own food. If you live in a city where you can't grow it, you got farmland outside your city. Every city in this country got farmland outside. Go to those people. Yeah, spend your money with them. Don't spend it in Publix and Safeway and all them places that got all that poison food.
Poison.
You know, and that those lessons came from Dick Gregory and Dr. Alvina Fulton. They're the ones who taught me about this. And I know we all have people who taught us different things, but we need to share what we know. You know,
right.
Somebody told us, somebody taught them. So that's what we're trying to do is teach so people can make their own minds up of what to do. But we're
there
showing
you
and giving you a pattern of what's going on and what we can do. You know, I refuse, absolutely refuse to vote in the system. I'll vote in my system. If we put our system together and we have a grassroots election and polling, we'll do that.
We can do that.
I'm gonna go out. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. That's what this is.
Yeah.
But we need people to participate, understand what it is, and give information. Come on and put your suggestions in. It's not my show. It's our show. Okay?
Right.
It's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they take me out tonight, somebody going to pick it up and keep moving. And that's what Ossie Davis was saying. We got to keep this thing moving no matter who's at the helm. Let's get this thing up and get going.
Yeah, Ozzy was great. He was always it for us all the way. He and Ruby.
Absolutely.
They were one of the great couples of our history. Yeah, absolutely.
And what this is going to do is going to dispel the fear that our so-called leaders, entertainers, sports people have, because they know if they step out of line, they will be murdered by the same people. But we're going to put a stop to that just by organizing, simply organizing.
Right.
That's all. We ain't got to kill nobody. We ain't got to fight nobody. We're just going to organize and not be afraid. I was looking at the Malcolm X movie the other day, and I saw how he had organized the NOI.
Yeah.
I was so proud of that. I'm so proud of that. Those brothers were together, and they were organized. But we lost that. They're not there anymore. We need to find out. Somebody needs to do that. I hope they will come and support this effort and so that we can get this word out. Get organized. Train these young brothers out here. You know, turn them to each other, not on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And let them understand why they're killing each other with no reason. It's all about drugs and money. Okay, we got to pick them out. Pick these young brothers up. Feed them. Get them off the streets. Get them some clothing and some food. A house, a roof over their head, a bed to sleep in. We can do these things right in our own community. You know, we don't have to keep going to a government that ain't done nothing but take them in there and injecting them with crap because you got to take the shot to go in. Give me a break. We can do these things, dog. We can do all of these things. Let's just do it.
As I have spoken on this, these airwaves, both here and with the Truth to Power airwaves, since the 2019 time, that shot crap, that all that nonsense about virus, all that nonsense they kept pushing on people. What did I say it was then, and what I continue to say all along? It was a live exercise, folks. And the Secretary of State under the Trump regime told you that in March of 2020. Did you listen?
Explain,
did you hear him?
Explain to them what a live exercise is.
That's military speak for they are playing you, and they are checking you, and they are gathering data and doing what they need to do, and which is a part of which is the population control, which is exactly what that shot was all about. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, everybody should know who she is, drsherrytenpenny.com. Go to her site and see what she says about what the contents of those shots are, so you know that you can't put no poison like that in your body, because now you become a product, folks. You take those shots, all of we who've taken those shots are no longer considered human beings, and human. They are no longer considered human by the insurance companies, and they will not insure anyone's who's been vaccinated fully and boosted and all that, and you go check it for yourself. They'll tell you in a minute. They're not doing that, and they ain't paying either when you die.
The thing is, we do have some people coming on. I hope that the brother will call in who has a way to deal with that. There are ways.
Well,
you know, we can't deal with all of this stuff. I mean, if you're taking the shot and you're not well, we can help. And we got brothers and sisters out there who know what to do, and we'll do it. But
yeah, I know what to do. I've been telling people what to do. I have the solution for that too.
Shoot. What I'm saying is this: we know we have people who know what to do, but there's no organized effort to get the word to all of the people. So that's what we're doing. We're putting something together where you'll be able to come or go and be treated and get your, because you ain't going to get it out with Humana and these other false they got. And I'm
corporation.
Just come together, y'all, and understand. We're not afraid, y'all. I'm not afraid. They beat me up a couple times down here, taking all my property, made sure I couldn't make a living, but I don't care about that. And they do it all the time to other people. To lock our people, but we keep doing what we're doing. We're gonna be all right, you know. Agents, people come into our organization undermine our efforts. You know, they do all these things. They've been doing it forever. They did it to Martin Luther King. They did it to every organization that has made a difference. The Black Panthers and others. Look, all the other organizations that are doing well and doing right. They went in and undermined, and they were people of their own hue that backstabbed them. They looked just like them. They smiled at them. And they did a number on them. So, and that's happened to me, of course, and it's happened to Tariq and others who are out there trying to do the right thing. No, we don't have anything, and it's okay. I don't care about that. I never did. Yes, I tried to build a economic base for myself and my family. No, they took it. Okay, so I didn't stop because they took it. You know, I just kept on going, kept doing what I do. God's going to deal with this. So I trust him. Mm-hmm. I trust the Creator, and I trust the people. People just have to wake up. They're sleeping right now, and they got to. But when they wake up, we got to be ready for them.
Well, they are awakening.
They are awakening.
That's what's going on, and that's why they spent this last 3 years with this psychological warfare game they played on us to bring down the numbers of people awakening, because they know and they saw and they heard and they followed and they checked and they, you know, this is Brave New World, people. This is 1984 plus that's going on right now. You know, go back and read those bits and see that what's, you know, what has been told to you, what they're trying to do to you.
Yeah, well, that's what we're for. That's what you're for. That's what you've been doing all since I've known you. And that's what we're trying to get this word out. You know, I know people haven't listened to us, but I think now is the time. Because everything is in God's time, not ours. And we
just have to
be vigilant and continue to do what we do. Do we have any more callers, Antoinette?
We did have one, but they dropped. Hopefully they'll come back. But I did have something that was from my cousin Nanny that she had wrote years ago. And I wanted to read that, if you don't mind. She wrote 12 things the Negro must do for themselves. Number one, the Negro must learn to put things first. The first things are education, development of character traits, a trade, and home ownership. The Negro puts too much of his earnings in clothes, in food, in show, and in having what he calls a good time. The doctor, Kelly Miller, said the Negro boys want what he wants and begs for what he wants. Did y'all get that? The Negro, The Negro buys what he wants and begs for what he needs.
That's true. That's very true today.
Yes,
right
it
now,
is.
There's a lot of wisdom
that
came out in those days. Yeah, that's true today. But I believe that this is the answer, or one of the answers that our people need. They need to hear. And I just asked Eddie and Tariq and others who are listening, we don't know who you are, if you haven't signed up and signed in, to spread this word. Take it on, make it your own. Take it on and develop it. You know, we're not trying to keep it over here. We're trying to give it out so you can do it.
Yes, we are.
You know, you understand. You understand
and
what it is.
It's free.
Yeah. It's free. You're absolutely right. It's free. Just do it, you know. And we can make a difference. Each one of us can make a difference. You know, I'm just amazed at the Pace Glory Awards you gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't even know that they existed. But they knew that I did and the work that I've done. And I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that more than anything. I didn't know they were even watching, to be honest with you. So you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you know, you just keep doing, no matter what happens. Just, you know, just keep doing what is the right thing to do. And that's where we are, and I hope that we will continue this. And that it will grow and grow and grow, and our people will come out from under this oppression and know that we are the Creator's children. We're the first man, the first woman. That's us. Everybody else came from us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to turn to each other. You know, one's not greater than the other. You know? And we need to understand that, because the divide and conquer is what's got all these wars going.
Mm-hmm.
But, quite frankly, I'm supposed to be on the show tonight to address some of these things. But the point is that people are coming together all over the world. And anytime you've got 198 countries who said enough is enough, they've come together and they want to do something. And they're doing it, and they're doing it with the money. They ain't buying no more dollars, using no more American dollars. Which means the American system will crash because they've been fleecing the world.
Yep, and now we have to work with the BRICS. That's the BRICS countries that have come together economically and are there to not just make money, but they are there to start a new system going on. But it's being disrupted, of course, by certain Kabbalistic forces who are, you know, who want war, and this all of this stuff that's going on over in Ukraine and Russia is a perfect example. Did you know that, for example, the gas line that was exploded or blown up in the Baltic Sea still leaking, still running, still messed up? And nobody's fixing it, and Europa is fixing to go through a very cold winter that is projected on them, and I believe, I think we're going to see some horrendous things coming up here this winter, because
No doubt about that. And that's the same thing that happened in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. It's the same people doing the same thing. That was an explosion that was done on purpose. We pointed it out then in 2010 about this Gulf oil spill, and thousands of people have died as a result of it. Okay?
Come on, brother.
And I personally spoke to 22 people up there in the Tampa Bay area, in Fort Walton Beach, I should say, who died as a result of that food and that oil that filled in that bay, those shrimp and those fish that they continue to sell to those people. Okay, so
Brother Ray, it was more so that correction. It's that corrected craft that they dumped in the water to push the oil down to the bottom. That's what's killing the people all throughout Florida. People are just dropping dead, according to people I know down there. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. That's right. And they don't know why, and nobody's telling them. You know, as a matter of fact, I got blessed out because I told them. You know, I got some preachers to bless me out, but they gone now. Every damn one of them, excuse my expression, every one of them. I tried to share it with them, told them what was going on, and they need to detox and get that crap out of their system. But they went to the hospital.
They got the flu and went to the hospital and died.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, I'm so grateful that for Antoinette to do this show and to get these words out to our people. It's very important that they hear it, whether they believe it or not, at least they've heard it. And it speaks for itself. There's something wrong. We all know that there's something wrong. We just don't know what to do. And what we're saying is there is something that we can do. There's always something we can do, and it comes right down to us. right down to us. And once we understand who's running this country, who's at the helm, okay, then we can deal with it. Others know who's at the helm. Other countries know. And they are making their move. So we need to get out the way and come together know, you know, what's going on and what's happening here. But they've inundated this country with a bunch of people who don't know squat about what's happening, and they're overwhelming the country. They're really putting a load on the natural resources of the country. And as I said the other day, that the electric companies are overcharging us all over the country. The water companies are poisoning our water and overcharging us all over the country. Not just here in Miami, but we went down and challenged the county commission about the electric bill. We challenged them about the water supply, the fluoride, and the chemicals in our water supply that they could correct. Should not be a problem. Shouldn't be in the water. But they shut us down. Okay? And they, you know, but again, only because when I went, by the way, when I went to challenge them, I took my son and one other person because nobody else would go. And when we got into the middle of it, the other guy who was a dentist got up and hauled ass up out of there and ran. He was afraid of what was, you know, what was going to happen to him as a dentist, mm-hmm. you know. But he knew that the fluoride is not good for you. He knows it's a mind-controlled substance. He know that.
Right.
So, you know, those are things that we have.
Well, Brother Ray, I have a wonderful lecture. Another talk that's given, a scientific rundown on the on fluoride, fluoridation, and fluosilicic acid. I have a report from the governance. I have a report from the governance that tells you that hydrofluosilicic acid is one of the most toxic substances on Earth. And so why would they put it in the water? And based upon what science that they have ever proven that it protects our teeth?
And nobody and no government agency or elected official has challenged that.
That's correct.
None. And that includes the Obamas and anybody else who's in office, y'all.
That's right.
They got us. They got us running crazy and supporting them because they are color. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got to wake ourselves up too.
Just because they look like you.
Yeah.
Just because they look like you don't mean they're for you.
It's a big undertaking that we're doing to get these things understood and to get our people to turn, you know, away from this wickedness and not get caught up in this thing that's coming. There's some people calling for a civil war. Well, that we ain't fighting in that one, y'all. We getting out, at least I am. Y'all do what you want to do. I'm getting out of the way of that one, because even after we fought in the civil war that we've had in this country, we still didn't benefit from it because it wasn't about us or for us. So we need to understand
that. We did, but they got us doing most of the fighting, though. That's the problem, folks. And then, this is the irony of our story. If you learn this, you'll know that, this is how they fooled us, is they got us fighting against each other in the Civil War, and then they turned us into buffalo soldiers to control the very people that we were in charge of from coast to coast, according to Meriwether Lewis and the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Watch that word we.
what you mean we?
It wasn't we. What you mean we, white boy? you watch that word we.
He said,
we wasn't in that. That was them. They did that.
No, listen, he said it in his own chronicles that wherever they went west of the Mississippi, we was in charge, brother. And that ought to be known that's what the case was, and that's why Thomas Jefferson sent that expedition to the coast and back to find out the lay of the land. And once they found out that we were in charge, there wasn't too many more decades, and they started killing each other, talking about a civil war. So you know,
we the curly-haired people.
Yeah, the spiral hair people were in charge. That's
spiral,
us.
Yeah, the spiral hair people.
All right.
We were in charge. Yeah. When we say that, you got to say spiral hair people, because when you say we think about this country.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what he wrote. He wrote spiral hair people instead of saying anything about we like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then that was taken out of his chronicle and then put away in the Smithsonian. And then it was discovered some kind of way by the Empress of Wasatch's grandmother, who gave it to her, and it's in her book. It's in her book called The Return of the Ancient Ones. And that's a book I highly recommend that we get a hold of and start reading, because that is our story. That's who we are. We come from the oldest people on the planet, right out of Poverty Point, Louisiana, so-called.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the lands I spoke with the brother the other day in Louisiana.
Is that Dr. Henderson's land too?
Yep. Another brother there that I know. I don't know if you know Chief Warhorse, but well, we got to just keep bringing people in to get so that folks, you know, it ain't just me, you, and a few other people. It's a whole bunch of people who are thinking this way. And a lot of people are looking for solutions to our problems and knowing and to learn that the answers are not in the government. The Bible told us that they're going to be on our shoulders, and they are. They're on our shoulders. They're on our butts, too. So we got to pull them off and get ourselves together. We are the power. Okay. We are the ones, not them. Okay, I guess we don't have any more calls tonight. Sister Antoinette? Sister Antoinette, are you there? I've done what I came to do. I was hoping that there would be some questions or some answers, and there were some people interested in making a change. But I know there are people who – I know that there are some folks who are listening going to run on down the road, let them go. I hope whoever makes it work, makes it work. We have to do our part, and we've done that, so –
Don't hesitate to point people to these recordings and have them listen for themselves. You know, don't just tell people, have them, you know, sit and listen with them and share things with them. You know, this is how you do it. This is how you gather people. You know, you get together with them and you bring them into consciousness. You know, you raise consciousness. You know, that's a process that has to happen. You know, and we are the ones that know this process, are doing this process, and this is what is required at this time for us to be successful. So, I just pray that we really grasp this opportunity and join with others around the country who are also building people's grassroots organizations in the various states. One is here in California. And we join with them, and we join with others, and we get back to our relationship to the 500 nations that were here.
And all
those 500 nations were us folks, not the ones calling themselves Indians.
Is that 500 Nations piece still on YouTube, Kevin Costner?
That's a PBS series that's on YouTube, I do believe. Kevin Costner, the great actor who really learned about the native people around, you know, in the country and around the world. And remember, in 1926, the native peoples of the North, Central, and South America delegation at the 1926 Havana Convention of the Organization of American States handed to Noble Drew Ali the mandate to all of the land, Argentina to Alaska, And that is on record, folks. We have the minutes to that. That is proven. And that is why he was killed by 1928. See? Because when he came back, they the banks got the word that they couldn't loan any money anymore for property because they didn't own the land. And that's what caused the crash of the 1928 crash of the Wall Street, because the banks had to pull in all those loans because they couldn't be loaning no money on land they didn't own, they couldn't control. And that's why in 1933, the country, a part of the Geneva Convention in Switzerland, decided to declare bankruptcy along with all the other nine countries in the Geneva Convention in the city of London under the Rothschilds banksters in the city of London, not London, England. And from there, you got central bank over here, you got central bank everywhere, and once you have these central banks, then you know you have no control over your economy. You can't, because they control it.
And the Federal Reserve, don't leave them out.
Well, right, but see, they're neither federal nor do they have a reserve. That's the whole trick. That's the whole trick of the whole thing.
It's a private corporation.
Exactly. And check this out. One of their banks, Kuhn and Loeb in New York, financed all of the Luftwaffe and the military expansion of the Nazis in Germany through Switzerland and brought GM, Ford, Chrysler, all the military people, the planes and all that through Switzerland into Germany, so that's how Germany became a power again, in violation of the Treaty of Versailles that they were under. They were not supposed to have any military. So how is it they had a Luftwaffe and a military that could invade Czechoslovakia and Poland and anywhere else they felt like it?
What has to happen, brother? People have to understand that what was is. Same thing is going to happen again right here this time.
They're doing it again.
What we're trying to do is awaken the people so we'll be prepared and do what we do, you know, as people who believe that we can make a difference. And that is all it is. But just remember one thing. Your greatest opposition is from those who are right around you, those who you believe and trust. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who are going to put a wrench in your act. So just keep your eyes open, ears open.
Doesn't bother me at all because I know who I am and I know who we are, and they cannot penetrate that. And we have, I mean, if we just start taking a look at the Grand Canyon, because you only get to see one-tenth of it now. But if we get into the Grand Canyon and find out exactly who we are in this land, you will see, folks, that we've been here for at least a half a million years, 500,000 years. So we've been in this land. We built all these pyramids and mounds all throughout the land. Our ancient ancestors did all that, you know, and they did not look like so-called Indians. They ain't none of them done any such a thing. They didn't do it in Cahokia. They didn't do it in any of the parts of the country where these mounds are, these pyramids are. So we have to really get back to our own story, and then the sooner the better, because then you'll start seeing the solutions right in our face.
Well,
can I be heard real quick, family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add a tidbit to what we're saying and bring it back home, because we weigh out with everything they're trying to do, and there's things I want to try to bring home is something that I do all the time now with the numbers is see everything that we talk about as spiritual.
Right.
See the spiritual nature and stop giving the energy to the physical and material that gives them the energy, because we're not on our, as we say, Christ consciousness. But let's get our family together. As with the numbers, I'm not going to get in numbers, but y'all going to hear what I'm saying. I am my brother's keeper.
Right.
And being my brother's keeper, I'm also the keeper of my sisters.
Mm.
But the biggest problem in our community right now is the division between the brother and the sister. And we can basically determine this, how society has our women and our brothers.
Yes, sir.
When we pose the question to our people, our significant other, baby, what are you bringing to the table?
Right.
How many times do we hear that? And then we hear stuff like, oh, well, I got my job, I got a house, I got my car, I make my own money, I pay my bills. At the end of that, you're saying you don't need a man, because you just told me all the qualities, damn it, I have. I'm not going to give you what I got physical, see? What I want, when I ask you, what do you have to bring to the table, if you ain't talking spirituality, if you ain't talking consciousness, if you ain't talking about bettering yourself, your people, and what you're doing, and it's all on the material, I know you gone already. See?
That's it.
We don't check
That's
each
it.
Other at the door when we having just basic conversations. Bro, where you at if you, and sister, that's why you ain't got no man. See? Because you got everything you need. You just gave me, I asked you what you going to bring to the table. You telling me what I got. I don't need what you got. I don't need you to match my physical shit. I want you to match me spiritually. Because that's where we weak at, family.
Right, that's correct.
And they got our sisters gone out there talking about, I want somebody got making 50, 60, 70K that I'm making. Oh, I can't get with nobody less than what I'm making. Oh, that's physical, see? So we need to start at little places. For me, just saying the simple things, because a lot of stuff we say is a little far for a lot of the people. Keep it simple. The old saying, kids, keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, family. Because they done made everything simple so damn complex, we still chasing their shit. That's their so-called American dream. American dream ain't my dream. See? I got my own dream. Let me work my dream.
It's a nightmare.
Just like Martin had his damn dream. See, we all got dreams, but it ain't this American White House picket fence bull that they trying to sell me on. That you going to have me under your scrutiny paying taxes on something I done bought for the rest of my life, but it's mine. See, just like elections, we talking about voting. You giving your freedom away when you give your vote away, because at the end of the day, family, we giving all this power to these people who do not stand for what we stand for, what we're talking about. And for those who are voting, I've been mentioning having voted since that the Barack was in the first term, but anyway, why don't we have term limits on every bastard in office? 4, 8 years, you out. You ain't going to be there no decade pushing the same mindset that your daddy, your granddaddy, and everybody else. We ain't did that. We should also have a one-year probationary period if whoever we voted in within that year ain't did what they supposed to do. We got somebody in the wings waiting to take that damn position. But we keep voting the same damn people in, getting the same damn thing, and then complaining about what we gave our power to these idiots. They keep doing the same damn thing.
But you're saying the same thing. You know, but you're saying the same thing. All I'm saying to you is this.
Oh, yeah.
That we need to put our own system together and establish our own system. Don't participate in that system. That system doesn't work.
And what you're saying, Brother Ray, is excellent, is correct, is right, but how long would that happen? So just like I'm saying, why we are developing our own, if we still going to take part in they shit, we better come up with something that will start helping us in what we're trying to create on our own. See, because we still going to have the majority of knuckleheads still voting and participating in the system. I advise people to go back and look at a 1980s movie called They Live with Roddy Piper. They are saying in the daggone script everything we're talking about right now, and this was the 80s. And they were basically talking about the aliens, and you can replace the aliens with the vaccine, family.
Tell it. Come on.
We're talking about right now. Woo-hoo. And like they said, with the glasses on, they couldn't see nothing until they put what? The shades on, baby.
That's right.
That black light, see? Woo. The shades made them able to see what was real.
Right.
Because they was in the light that was actually in the dark. Them shades on, they saw everything clear. And like I said, if we go back and revisit and listen to the script, woo, you had Raymond St. Jacques in there playing a preacher. And listen to the words that brother was saying. Y'all remember Raymond St. Jacques that played in Cotton Comes to Harlem?
That's right. Super bad brother.
Like y'all was talking about Ozzie Davis and Don't Leave His Beautiful Wife. Ruby D.
I mentioned Ruby D.
They did a hell of a job. See? So, again, we got to pass the baton properly. And, again, we're talking over a lot of our people's head. I'm sitting back listening, and it's good information. I get it. But a lot of our people are still on the nonsense. I know we can't wait on all of them, but we still can catch a couple of them that are ready, but they still got their heads in a bubble.
Brother Eddie, we need the critical mass, my brother. That's what we need, the critical mass.
I think they used to call it critical thinking. We don't think critical no more, and we can start off the critical thinking with what we still call common sense and say most people ain't got it no more.
Come on, that's right.
See, we ain't even using that. So we talking about organizing. Come on, we got to be common and use our sense first. We got people that ain't even using the facts, let alone their sense. Just the facts, people, just the facts. But they ain't even using common sense, let alone the facts. As they say, we can lead a horse to water, but we can't make them get it. We can't make them drink shit. How long are we going to keep leading our people by being the example? Because that's all a leader is to be the example. Stand up front and be the example of what you're trying to show. You got to be what you want others to see. And that's what we got to do. The action behind the be, to be or not to be. That is the question.
It ain't hard at all.
Not at all. See, the hard part is when we say hard head. A hard head makes what? A soft fucking behind. See, that's what it is. We got too many hard damn heads out here. They're playing monkey in the middle.
Yeah.
We the monkey, and they keep throwing the shit right out our grass, and we still playing the damn game of monkey in the middle and trying to catch this shit that's constantly out of our reach.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make sure you can't get it, but they want to make sure you're going to play the game.
Yeah,
game, baby. We
had it recognized. Yeah, but those who have ears to hear will hear. And those who don't, some will, some won't, so what? We got to organize and save those who can hear. If they can hear the drum beat, they can be saved, okay? And I agree sometimes we go too far over their heads with stuff that we don't have no idea about, and I agree. Come right down to the Kanye West, down to the Kyrie Irving, everybody's listening to that now.
Yeah.
That's where we got to catch them, right there. Okay.
And Wakanda. They're running the Wakanda game on us right away. They're coming to rip us off again. You know, with all this, the word escapes me.
Hollywood production. At this time, I always tell people, y'all have to pay attention during the holidays, because this is the time that they pass all these damn laws that we're going to see come up in January of next year. But again, they know more than anything, black people are the most emotional people on the planet. We're connected to our emotions. So they play with our emotions. Right now, what did they do? They gave us the damn Woman King, a black movie. They gave us Wakanda Forever, a black movie. They gave us Fear, a black movie. But you still got Hollywood telling our goddamn story, because I get pissed with people, excuse me, family, and they start talking about this damn Woman King. And they did no damn research on these heifers who did more treachery to our damn people than any white man on the planet. And they done made it a pretty-ass story, and we running around hollering, oh, that was a good movie. Damn, me learn your history. Stop letting these people damn use you as an experiment, and you don't even see what they're doing because you won't take the time to research why they got you, why they even made this movie at this time, and they putting it out.
Tell it.
Why?
Tell it. Tell it, brother. That's it.
But you see,
we got over, I did this in 5 years ago, we got had 1.7 trillion dollars of spending power of black people in America alone. This is 5 years
every
ago.
Year.
We
every
was the
year.
Third day richest nation, if you want to call us a nation. And what are we
in
doing with 1.7 trillion dollars, giving it right back to them? What in the hell? We can do everything we needed to do in 1 year with
everything.
That money.
Everything.
Come on. And we're going to still complain about what we ain't got and what we can get. Yeah, you're right, organize. But how can we organize with the majority of the knuckleheads or hard-headed?
Well, it's
eyelashes, getting phony butt, lipstick, getting their hair done, nails.
Yeah,
well, how much money does this garbage take that you paying Koreans and other people to do this nonsense for you to go out here and basically – humiliate yourself, parading around, looking like a clown, but you're looking
like
for somebody you feel that is, what, a Kyrie Irving or a Kanye West that's a rapper or a sports figure?
So how do you
get
around? What do you do? What do you do to 30
years
you?
Old and you ain't got nothing because you now looking for somebody to marry, but you a side piece. You've been everybody's side piece. And now you upset at the men.
Hold on, Eddie. What do you do to change it is where we're at? We know all of that. We know that that's
what that's why I'm
what
saying
we
got to
change?
Talk. We got to talk to our women because that's the first bonehead women talking about what you bring to the table. I got this. I got that. And it's all physical and material, nothing spiritual.
How do we stop them and how do we change that? What we're saying is organize. Teach from the bottom up. Teach from the grassroots up. Teach these children. We got to stop these little girls from following them, the women who are doing those crazy. I mean, I see it every day. I see it right now. A woman go out spending all money on nails and eyelashes and stupid shit. Nails and eyelashes. And then can't pay the damn bills. Looking for somebody to help
them
with their bills. Get out of here.
Their bills. I never heard women talk about they going to use their check to go buy a concert ticket and not pay their bills because they want to go to a concert. What kind of crazy shit? You see how that's we think right now, man. See,
green chemtrails.
What I'm developing now with what I'm doing is a mental health curriculum for my people because we're in a mental health crisis, family.
Yes, sir.
We're in a mental health crisis.
As I pointed out earlier, that for the past 2.5 years, and I'm not just selling wolf tickets. I'm telling you that a month and a half ago, the CDC&P, which stands for the Center for Disease Causation and Promotion, as far as I'm concerned, a vaccine company, by the way, they told us in their report that, you know what? We're going to change some of our guidelines here because we found out that we got some things wrong, and we're going to revamp and we're going to fix those areas so that next time we'll have a better outcome. Never mind, they told us after 2.5 years of this, and now they're still coming at us with the COVID. Testing and all this nonsense about how they've already told you that it's fraud. They've already told you that there is no such a thing. They told you to your face that they told you to your face. This is, listen to this, because this is very important. This is, shows you the psychological warfare of the EIS. That's the Epidemic Intelligence Service of the CDC&P. Find out what that stands for, what that is, so that you know that they told us, hey, you know what? If you believed all that stuff we told you, oh, well, then you're a fool. That's what they tell in their
they told us to our face. That's why we say this is a spiritual welfare,
right.
And we have to
exactly.
use spiritual means to deal with it.
There you go.
People, what you're saying is so far above the people's head, they don't understand what all that means. And I understand that they don't, because I didn't understand a lot of it. But I figured out, I didn't know what CDC was. Until they kill all the kids. That's when I found out.
Everybody wearing a mask. The CDC is the one telling everybody to wear a mask.
And Anthony Fauci, and we know who he is, a Nazi. We know who these people are.
Yeah.
At least some of us know. When I said that at first, when he first said this boy is a Nazi, so was Kissinger and the Bush clan, all of them.
Exactly.
No, we was running around behind them because they was Republicans, and we were running behind them because they were going to do something for us. Give me a break. We're on the right track, gentlemen. We're on the right track. We just got to keep and keep this thing going, get people to listen to each of you and hear what you're saying and do something. I mean, we can talk forever, and if they ain't doing nothing, it don't make a difference, We got to do something, and what we're doing with we're drumming. I'm so glad that's working, and it's leading people to doing something else, and do it. And they're doing it. And that's what's happening around the world. And that's why these 198 countries have come together, because they're tired of the same stuff. They want to change it. And they're going to do it. And we got to catch up for ourselves.
They're already doing it. They're saying no more U.S. dollars.
Yep.
That's what they're doing. And what are we doing? Spending $1 trillion plus every year. What? I mean, come on, folks. The boycott of this so-called Christmas crap coming up, just not buying. Okay, just cut your list in half. Just cut your list in half this year and see what happens. You see, this is because this is the time of the year that all of the corporations, et cetera, make up for all their losses previously during the year. The books get balanced this time of year, you see, because they got people completely fooled into believing in things they don't understand, which is living in stupid stition. And Stevie told us about that long ago. And why we insist upon continuing to do it in 2022, I do not know.
We didn't understand what Stevie was saying. But at any rate, I think we've come to the end of our program, John. We held up for 2 hours, and here we are.
All right.
It was a great time. I hope that the listeners will pick up on what you both have said and do some research and do some work on making this together. Call Brother Eddie up and get and learn his system, and call Brother Tariq and listen and do what they're suggesting that we do, and let's bring this thing together. And above all, hold your money. Christmas is coming, and stop celebrating their programs. Their bookkeeping. Their Christmas and their Thanksgiving and their Easter. And their Halloween, all the ones that they make all this money off of our people, and then give us garbage. Give us poison candy on Halloween, and cheap clothing and stuff, Christmas and toys for these kids. But anyway, we got a job to do. We know that there's fluoride in our water. Let's work on that. We know that there's chemtrails in our air. Let's work on that. Let's start talking to these people who should represent us among us. Teach them what that is and what it means and how we can change things. And why how people are going off and going crazy because of what's in our food and our water, and get this job done. So I want to thank you, Antoinette. You around? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you might be quiet. We didn't hear no female input tonight. I don't know.
No, I was listening. I'm letting everybody go.
All right.
Okay, but we need some of them. We need some of them queens to step up here. Kings, the king's doing our part, but y'all need to step up.
Yeah.
To the plate. But we just, I want to just thank you and John Bones and for offering and allowing us to come together on this airways and see if we can wake our people.
Yes, that's important.
Yes,
that is definitely important. And I'm glad that we were able to come together. And I truly, truly am. And I'm sorry, we have several people with their hands up. Okay, I think.
Okay,
let me get this 706 and 301. I'll be right with you after I get 706. Okay, 706.
Brother Kwame.
Good evening, family. Good evening, Tariq,
brother
Ray, brother Eddie.
Yeah, my brother.
I've been listening off and on, and I'm out here. They brought in supper, so I sat down and ate bread with my daughter and her husband, and I came back to finish hearing, you know, what was being shared. You know, organizing and doing what Brother Ray is suggesting, the drum call is that the beat of the heart is traveling around the planet. But what we have to look at is we're talking about our people, and we have to change to how we define when we say our, because, and I said it on Brother Eddie's show, because we have to understand that we're the original universal race.
Thank you.
The original universal race. We got to stop taking these other names, black, Negro, colored, whatever they want to give us. And first you have to understand who you are to know what you are. And doing that, you are the original and you have the universe within you. How then can we restructure what we see going on this planet? And we've seen that, you know, organizations and all of these things that we did at a time as elders, we've seen all of this. And we've seen what happened to it when we did it. So we have to come up with a new identity as the original universal race. But we have to look at what are we going to do with these universal minds that we have been given. And being able to look at, we know the opposition. And we're talking about reparation, but then we have to look at what is the preparation. If we're talking about reparation, we're waiting for somebody to give us something. What is the preparation that we need to do? We have to prepare, because we talk about holding our money. I always say money stands for my own natural energy yield. I'm not holding my energy because I want it to yield something. And the yielding is that, what can we do right now? And the part of it is being able to acknowledge that, yes, this system of things is doing what it's doing, but it's not in here in this room with me right now. I need to make a plan, because the thing that we have seen, anything outside of our doorstep is their world. And you bring their world in when you turn on that television or you turn on that frequency that distorts your frequency.
Right.
And see, the thing that we have to look at, if we're talking about boycotting, and the thing that we're looking at, we need certain tools, because the thing that we have to understand, too, is that we're talking about opening stores and opening business and doing this. Until we manufacture and produce, we're just selling their stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
We're just selling their stuff for them.
That's correct.
And so what we have to do is see, how do we produce what we need? We don't need all of these toys and fangled things that we're doing, because we did more with less than we do now creating all of this mess. We did more with less. If you look back at when we came out of emancipation, we built Tulsa, Oklahoma. We built Auburn Street. We built Rosewood. We built that. And then they saw the genius of what we were getting ready to do, and they had to destroy it. We have to begin to do it in such a way that each one teach one. Because Julius Nyerere, who was the president of Tanzania, said, whosoever educates your children controls your future. Whosoever educates your children controls your future. Our future is in those ones that are sitting there with laptops and iPads and iPhones because they're not given grandma's lap time and grandfather's lap time to give them the knowledge of self. These are the things and ways we need to begin to look at. We have to begin the destruction of a nation, and we see our nation is destroyed, basically. The destruction of the nation begins in the home. What do we do behind closed doors? How do we do behind closed doors? And these are the ways in which we'll begin to plant the seeds that right now is the fall season, so everything is germinating. We need to germinate the minds of our children and our brothers and sisters in classes that we're doing like this. And being able to say, this is how you structure this. This is how you get politically correct with Tariq saying like this. This is how you understand the words that come from your mouth has a number that goes with that gives you the frequency of the currency that is your energy to yield you what you need. These are the ways that we have to begin to discuss because we've seen the civil rights movement. We've seen the destruction that they did with the civil rights. So we got to come up with a universal law to go with the natural law because those two laws are written by the Creator. So they can't go against it. And we have to turn around and look at, yeah, we can use this technology, this AI for certain things, but we got to get back into DI, the divine intelligence. And we have to come back to our Mother Earth. Because she has a microbial system and an internet that deals with the whole planet. We connect to that, and we have reconnected to our greatness. Because before we were invaded by others coming into our land and demanding that they own this, that only person owns it is the Creator. Because they're all going to die out. So they can't own it. What we have to do is to become stewards and being able to construct. Economics begins with number one. Economics begins with an E, it begins with Earth. Economics begins with E, it begins with Earth. Because the basis of any economics is with the Earth and how we work with our mother. Because she gives us everything that comes from her. All of the wealth that you see all of these other countries and people got is from our earth. And how did they get it? By using the people of the earth to take the resources out and build with them what they have used and on us right now. You know, we're looking at all of this Rwanda and Black Adam and Woman King. That's all interdetainment. And Brother Eddie is writing the mental, but what he's doing is he's writing a counter to the menticide. That's what Bobby E. Wright told that we were doing. We have genocide, which came about with Hitler and before that, the genocide process. Yeah. Then it was the mental side. Now there's the gender side that they're changing men to women and women to men. That's the gender side because that way they know you're not going to reproduce if a man wants to put on the dress and act like his sister. He has no threat to them. Real men, as Malcolm says, you know, dogs and slaves are named by their masters. Real men name themselves. And we have to begin to say, how do we identify who I am? Who am I? What am I here for? How will I succeed in the purpose that Creator gave me a breath and a heartbeat to do? These are the things that we have to begin to first look at. The four laws of change, it begins within, to have the vision, to make the plan, to create the community. Those are the four laws of change. And if you don't go within, the change can't begin. If you don't go within, the change can't begin.
That is
that's
true.
All
thank you
share,
so much
family.
For that. Thank you, Brother Clowney. That's certainly true. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller, 301. Forgive me for keeping you on hold for so long. Ms. Cam, if you have yourself on mute, take yourself off. No, that's not Ms. Cam. All right, whoever 301 is, if you have yourself on mute, please take yourself off. Okay, well, while we're waiting for you, let me take area code 404.
Peace and blessing, y'all. How y'all be?
Hi, Brother Wesley. How are you?
I'm out here doing some shit, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm just telling y'all, man, I bring good news. That's why I ain't been talking all these shows, because I'm doing some stuff. It's good news time. All right? A couple of days ago, population of the planet hit 8 billion people. So that shit ain't working, man. So I don't know about y'all. I see good stuff. So whatever the hell they doing trying to take us out, it ain't working. 8 billion people on the planet now. As a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it hurts.
So apparently that shit ain't working. If y'all want to know what to do about this thing when they really jack the money up, I done sent all y'all the information about 7K metals with a sound money wallet where you take your money out of their damn bank and buy you some silver, some gold. Some people trade on the stock market, but I got the information out there because I ain't about to hear all this fucking talking no more, man. That's why I'm out here finna do this shit. So when they crash the economy, I'm getting ready to move my money out of these damn banks. But I sent y'all the information. That's all I got to say. I'm through talking. I got to do my thing, man. So, hey, people making money off to take their money and buy silver and gold, man. I'm with some brothers and sisters that know how to do this shit. They got the whole game plan signed up, and you sign up and just watch them and roll with them. So I'm kind of slow in it, but I'm just watching them right now. But anyway, there it is. Because I ain't got time to be doing a goddamn complaining, man. I'm moving because the white man hell is the black man heaven. So all I hear is all the white man going through hell. So the shit done flip. When I seen that brown-ass moon turn copper, that's it. That's my time. When the moon turn copper on their ass, that's me. I ain't seen no damn blood. I saw copper. Peace and blessing. I'm gone.
Thank you, Brother West. It was good hearing from you.
Yeah, Brother West, we needed to hear that. A lot of lot of people are buying gold and silver, and that's one of the things that maybe we need to bring on your show, Antoinette, to teach the people who listen to your show how to do that.
I just get the information. And one thing I want to say, I'm glad to hear you and Brother Tariq there, man. Y'all done buried the hatchet, and I'm glad y'all on the same program now, man. That's beautiful right there, man. That's beautiful right there, you and my brother Tariq, man. I love that, man. But anyway, I'll send the information out, man, to people that want to hear it, because I ain't got time to be talking, especially on this platform. I'll talk to these devils listening, so I ain't got time to be feeding the animal. I'm like you, Brother Ray. I ain't got time to fatten up no frog for the snake. So you know what I'm saying, Brother Ray?
That's right.
But another, and greetings, Brother West, but what I see the silver and gold, but where silver and gold comes from is buying pieces of the earth. And that if we began to buy land and that put together our resources and buy land and make sure
yeah,
that
man,
we
buy
the
too,
land.
Man. They got, one more time, I'm going to say this. They got 77 acres. We got 77 acres up for sale, man. So you talking about
right.
I'm being about it.
Right, but I'm saying this, and I'm overstanding what you're sharing, Wes. The thing that I'm doing, okay, I got a sister at 47 acres there. You've got another brother there in Georgia bought 120 acres, and you've got, you know, people up in Maryland that's been bought 10 acres. And so everybody's buying the land, and the one in Tuskegee, Alabama, is converting the land. She's got 15 acres she's converted from the 47. She's building A-frame houses on there for bed and breakfast for people to come and vacate there by the lake that she's got on that land. I'm going down to Texas on the 1st. To a sister that had 88 acres. She sold half of it, so she's still got 44 acres of the land left. And she has where we do retreats, she has a center where it's 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, and she has a large dining area and a room for conferencing. And it's both sides of her roof is solar panels, so it runs off of solar. She doesn't even have it on grid. So these are the ways in which we have to begin to do by investing in the earth, because that's why I said the E in economics is earth first. When you buy the land, but make sure, and I was just talking to my daughter and saying, okay, you bought this house, you own the house, but if you went outside and dug a hole, and oil came up, you don't own land. You don't own the mineral rights. So we have to look at how do we do what we need to do and being able to take that land and utilize it, because I gave the story of my grandmother and my great aunt owned 100-something acres in Mississippi and sold it to the city in their development area. And my cousin projects that was my grandmother's land.
Wow.
If we understand how to lease land for 99 years in a trust, that land stays in the family. We have to learn how to utilize the land resources to present the wealth, because that's how everything west of the Mississippi got settled, is because they gave it all to the immigrants instead of giving us the 40 acres and a mule. They gave the immigrants the 40 acres of mule and hundreds of acres of land and paid them to go to school to learn how to grow and to farm and to raise cattle.
Exactly. We talked about that earlier.
Yep. That's what the Louisiana Purchase was. All from Louisiana all the way to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we got to look at how do we invest in what we walk on. When we walk on the earth, we're looking at the dust, the skin, and the bones of our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
The dust, the skin, and the bones of our ancestors.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's a real thought, Kwame. That is definitely a thought. I never thought about it that way.
Yep.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. We're so busy looking at distractions and interdetained that we're not looking at, because one, we're wearing gym shoes that's made by slaves in another country.
Yes,
and we got
mm-hmm.
rubber insulation to keep the electrical current coming from our earth into us. Because what did they say? Gil said that they put asphalt and concrete so the forest won't grow.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm in your state, Tariq.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm in Rialto, over here with my daughters.
Oh, you're not far from here.
Yeah.
It's about 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'm down there in Rialto, and then I'm going up there tomorrow.
It's the freeway, 60, it's the 60 freeway to the 10, and you know, it's right here. You show me, and I just got me a little run around. You know, I just have to scrounge up some ducats and to get the pay for the ridiculous
price.
Huh? You
I'll
be the first?
I'll be the first, and then I'm flying out. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, by then I'll be straight. Yeah, definitely, because we'll definitely get together. Jeff, because I saw your program with the doctor, and
okay,
dynamite, Dynamite program.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm going
always,
down
to really.
Yeah, doing what they call, it's a sister has in Dallas, it's called Lighthouse Wellness, and they call it Bro Yoga. And what she's doing is she's taking brothers that's coming out of incarceration and drug treatment, and she's teaching them yoga and meditation.
Oh, yeah? Is that Hetheru? Is that Hetheru by any chance?
No, her name is Sherry. She runs what's called the Lighthouse Wellness. That's the name of the organization. Yeah.
And where is that, brother?
It's in Dallas. Dallas, Texas. Dallas. That's the same place where I said the sister got the 44 acres. She's in Commerce is where we're doing the retreat at.
Wow.
We go there and do the sweat lodge for them and talk about that, you know. So introducing them to the energy of the spiritual connection back to the earth. You know,
right.
We got to do the right rituals to connect them.
Yeah,
and
do.
So we got to see, right, and the Overground Railroad that I keep speaking about is that what's over us is the universe, the Milky Way, and the universe builds towards justice. And what we have to do, because we're being downloaded as we speak, and the energy that the cosmic consciousness is coming onto the planet and raising the frequency in the earth is giving us the necessary frequency to make these changes. But we have to be able to tune into ourselves, because this is why they were given that shot, to distort the mitochondria, the mRNA, is to break up the DNA activation back to the 12 strand. And
that's
what we got to look at. And so those that didn't get bopped and those that are picking up the frequency, we have to begin to receive it, go within, vision it, and put it into a plan. And that's why Brother Ray keeps doing it, because he keeps getting it, because right there at that ocean is something that's called residence time that the ocean does, is that when a body is put into that ocean, it dissolves and it turns into the salt water of the ocean. Our human blood, our ancestors' blood, lasts 260 million years in that water. Look up residence time. Science has proven that this is what the ocean is contained of.
Residence time.
Right.
And you know that in the ocean there are multiple civilizations from before. Yeah.
But we also look at the embryonic fluid is the same water that's in the ocean. That comes from the woman's body.
That's correct.
And so what we're doing is that, and then the salt water creates what? Electricity. If you ever rode on a boat in the ocean, you will see at night that water turns fluorescent and lights up.
That's
how much energy that it produces.
Yep, I know.
We got to understand our alchemy and our universal. This is what the universal mind has got to reconnect back to. Our alchemy, our geomancy, you know, I was just looking at, they got a big convention that's going over in Australia. It's called Carcerel Geography. They are now, Carcerel Geography is how they design and use the land and how they build the prisons to house the people that they put in it. To keep them under control.
What? What kind of... Man. Let's see, that's
see,
not...
We're so busy, we're getting so distracted with these inter-detainers that's doing this distraction, that they over here doing the deconstruction of what we achieved.
Right,
they're
exactly.
deconstructing everything that we start building. They're deconstructing it, because you look at something, all of those Ukrainian immigrants coming, ain't none of them went into isolation. ain't none of them had to go and do, and they're putting them in housing and doing it, even advertising their women for sale, because 8 billion people, the majority of those 8 billion people are people of color. They ain't people of melanina people.
That's right.
That's what they know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that they're in trouble because the population on the planet is becoming people of color.
They even announced it recently, my brother. They announced it in the last few months that they have, their numbers have grossly diminished.
Yes.
That's what they said. That's how they determined it.
A million point
genetic
three
annihilation
in Europa. But Francis Crest Wilson told us this. We can wipe their race out with our phallus.
That's it. That's it. You know that. And
how is it that? Let me try this in. Brother Ray?
Yes?
How do we tie this in?
What? Genetic annihilation? Genetic annihilation?
Yes.
How do you tie it into the grassroots assembly?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's what's happening right now. We're being educated. That's what the assembly is. This is an assembly of our people who are learning to pass this on. We're passing on what we're being taught right now.
Right.
You know, and every time Brother Kwame comes on, he teaches us something very valuable, and we can pass on.
Does.
You know,
so
that's what this is all about. And just like I said earlier, I hope that we learn and pass it on. Don't try to, you know, hold it in. You know, give it away. You know.
Right. Because we have to stop being generational thieves. We as elders are a set of encyclopedias. When we go, we take our last breath, that book is closed.
It's gone.
That book is closed. Unless we have written it and put it into to archived, that book is closed. And that's why I commend Sister Antoinette by having the shows with Billy and Miss Kim and you, Brother Ray, and the elders who have lived history. We've recorded it for archive to be passed down as long as these airwaves or internet will hold it, and then we can access it, because these are the tools that we have to do. Because as Frantz Fanon said, each generation out of relative obscurity must either fulfill its mission or we will all fail. We at 5G, because you look at something, the people who were born in the 20s, that's the silent generation. The generation from 45 to 64 is the baby boomers. That's us. You got Generation X, then you have the millennials, then you have Generation Z or Y. That's five generations. That's why they call it 5G. That's what they are aiming for, the fifth generation. These five
to
generations.
The control is needed.
Right, because you look at people that like some of the men that now that was in World War II, they're dying out. Those ones, my mom is 90 years old. I tell this story right now. My mother and my grandmother and my great-grandmother, who gave me my name, lived in the house with her mother, who was born in 1851 on a plantation in captivity. Four generations back of women, that woman was a slave. See, we gotta stop. We gotta know epigenetics. Why do we carry these markers and genes that we go back 7 to 14 generations that we are carrying in our body, just as the ocean carries the cells of our blood of our ancestors? Our DNA carries that. That's what they're trying to distort. This is why the attack now is on the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Because the activation is coming from above, giving us the energy from the planetary alignments and where we are in the galaxy, is activating the human body to reproduce itself back to its original. That's why original universal race.
Exactly.
We're coming back to our original.
They are but a
that original
universal race, like I was mentioning in class, that's our spiritual four-legged relay race. That's it.
Right.
But we're talking about the DNA is in the relay that we're trying to relay this word to our people.
Yeah,
that's what the relay is. It's the DNA that we're carrying from 7 to 14 generations. It's in us.
Right.
But we got to relay it to the generations ahead of us that's waiting on that baton. So, yeah, I love it.
And we said this on the show when you were talking, Eddie. We said, when you run in a relay race, which hand do you use to pass the baton? The left. You pass with the heart.
Left hand.
I'm trying, you know, I used to run that quarter mile and that mile relay. And
when you...
I'm trying to remember which hand it depended on which leg you were running as to which hand you took it in.
Yeah, the final leg is the person coming up to you, he's running and he's putting it in. You don't even turn, you just put back your left hand.
Right.
Left hand.
That's correct. Yep.
That's what we did.
You put back your heart in order to carry your heart forward. Because somebody's he's getting ready to put it, he's passing it on from his left to your left, from heart to heart. That's how we got to run this race.
I love it. Heart is part of the relay of the word that we're giving. That's why the heart six, relay six, word is six. We are relaying DNA six. It's the DNA. It's already embedded in our DNA, the word that we're pushing now, that we relay it.
Yeah. But what does it say? Your man is identified what? 666.
Oh,
yeah. Don't know how you look at it. Six neutrons, six protons, and six electrons. Or you could say just what Eddie did, took the words and put it into the number so we can identify that 3-6 don't mean that which would the mark of the beast. It means the freeing from the beast. The other
day, correct. That's why the proton, electron, neutron, that's just a pen that these people are signing their soul over to Satan. They can't say a word today. So, yeah, it's that pen. That's why they tell you to sign it with black ink, baby. Black. Sign your soul over to me.
Yeah, but the other part about it, I tell people all the time, and most books, you open it up, what color is the words?
It's black.
No.
What color is the paper?
On white paper, black and white.
Yeah.
And the most important part is the black.
Well, it's ink color, not black. It's ink color, because black is a word that comes from bleach. BLEAC, and that means bleached out and pale. So that nomenclature we need to throw away because it's incorrect.
But this is why we're changing how we take the words and we're making other words and we're putting the numbers to the words. We're changing the frequency of what we're speaking.
Yep.
And someone has said television is something up really loud. Could you please mute your line? Thank you.
So, you know, and I think it's very important that Brother Ray, being the elder, and saying, come back to what he made this show about. What are we going to do? You know.
What are we doing?
What are we? And the thing is that even if we get to ask the question, even if the answer's wrong, at least we're on the right path to see how we can get it right.
Exactly. Yep, I hear you.
Yeah.
Everybody has a role to play, and you know, that's why organization is so important, in my opinion, that we play our role. You know, there are not many people who are able to articulate like Brother Kwame is able. Not many people who can articulate like Brother Eddie is articulating and what they're doing in their realm of knowledge. Same thing with Tyreek, you know. So we got to bring all those different and knowledgeable efforts together so that we can teach our brothers and sisters that we ain't got to suffer like this. We got everything we need. Let's use it.
Right.
Let's use it. Yeah, let's use it.
And the part for what it is that what we have is a foundation that we got from those that came before us, that we carry that message that was seated in us, that we now pass in this race, this human race, or this universal race of the original universal race. This is what we're doing.
Well, all I got to say is if y'all got information, share it, man, because we at war, man. I'm trying to go step, man. I can't be on these damn platforms telling the enemy what the fuck I'm finna do, man. That's why I'm going step, man. And the information I got, I'm sending to y'all. Okay? I'm going mute and I'm going step. I just sent you what I said, Tariq. Bro, Kwame, you got some information about what's going on? Send it to me, man. Okay? You can't telling these enemies what the fuck I'm doing, what we finna do, man. We at war. All general orders are in effect. All general orders in effect.
Yep. Come on.
Well, all right, I don't think they can stop us now. You heard the song? They can't
ain't
stop
no
us now.
Ain't no stopping us now. Ain't no stopping
ain't no
us stopping. Now.
Yeah.
Because we're on
ain't
the move.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. There you go. Let's keep it moving. Don't slow it down.
Yeah. You know, it's like Eddie always say, he deals with martial art. Like Bruce Lee say, move like water.
Yeah.
Water moves.
The first law of water, don't tell the enemy what you know. Don't tell the enemy none of your weapons. So, what I know, I ain't telling nobody what I know. I know they better not fuck with me. I got some funny ass.
Get him, brother. Yeah. All right, fam. I'll be the same way. Yeah, I tell them, look, you want to mess with somebody, you come mess with me. I got something for you. Yeah. And Kamala Harris knows it.
But she's supposed to be executed.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Tariq. Now, this is something I know you know on. Who is the Prime Minister of UK now?
It's an Indian fella, isn't it?
Yeah. Indian.
It's some immigrants from India.
Yeah, they came from Kenya. He came from Kenya. His folks came out of Kenya.
He's an immigrant in Kenya. His family were immigrants from Kenya, and they migrated to England after the Mau Mau.
Let me share with you. He's the Prime Minister. His wife, father, owns Infotech, one of the largest information in India, the second largest techno company in India. He has worldwide information technology. He and Putin, when he was first starting out, Putin has his technology there. China has his technology. United States has it. That's his wife. Her father is a billionaire.
A billionaire. Wow.
So why do you think that they're sitting there and he's been made the prime minister? Her daddy bought him his position.
I see. Yeah, but the moguls from India still control the insurance company.
Yeah, but they control. When you pick up the phone dialing trying to get some information from a company, what do they route you to? You talking about India.
India and Philippines, yeah.
But this is what he runs. He's that one who has them people set up to do this networking.
Wow, man, that's a that's a mega billion business.
Yeah, but see, this is what, see how quiet they did that? The queen died.
Mm-hmm.
They put the
mm-hmm.
Indian in, and his wife, his father is a billionaire.
In India.
Yes, and around the world.
Wow.
He's number 12. He's number 12 in corporation, in Fortune, whatever, however they statistically look at money-wise. He's number 12.
Internationally? Wow. 12
yeah.
internationally. That's incredible. Ooh-wee. You know, that's, yep, that's getting close to the big five, you know. Because there ain't
yeah.
the really five families, that five different ones that run everything. But, you know, you don't even see them.
So you look at technology, who's running India and China.
Yep.
And this is why what's her name? Pelosi went over there to Taiwan. Because we gotta get the chip. We can't do nothing without the chip. And they are the main number one resources of the chip.
Isn't that something? Wow, man. And China can take them at any time they want. And then who's gonna have control of the chip?
That's why they tried. This is why she went there and offered somewhere in Texas
mm-hmm.
that they will build their factory.
Oh, all right.
With all the technology that they need to bring
mm-hmm.
their industry over here. Because if China gets Taiwan back and get that chip, United States might as well kiss it goodbye for technology.
Come on with it, brother. Tell them. That's right. Yep. And it fits in with the overall crash that's going on already.
Right. Yeah.
With the loss of the jobs in the tech industry. Yeah, but they ain't losing jobs. All they're doing is that they're creating greater technology where they don't need these bodies because the robots are doing it.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. They replace.
So
them.
You know.
You replace.
If you know big tech, big corporations is doing that, you know what they're doing with us, the service. I was out here yesterday. We was in this mall, and they got robots going around in this little mall picking up trays. And I say, wow, they done put people out of work. Got a
yeah.
little robot rolling around and grab, pick up trays in the food court.
Yeah. Oh. Yep.
Now, let me ask you this question, Kwame. They're doing that. They're replacing people with robots. But are they paying the people? Are they increasing their so-called Social Security?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So
that,
what do they intend
what,
to do? So what do they intend
is
to
what
do
we,
with the people?
Well, that's what they got the Universal Health Care for. I mean, Care Act going on. But what we're looking at is, how is it that we have all our children with all the latest phones and gadgets? Why aren't we having STEM programs that teach them how to write programs, codes, how to create apps that we can use that will make and create and generate wealth with technology? That's where we need to be overstanding in the science, not walking around with the latest phone, creating the latest app and creating the latest technological tool that we can use and benefit for us. This is why I said, and they got rid of Jim Crow. They just wrote it in as Jim Code. Racism is in technology.
That's
yeah.
it. There you go. And the AI got it down already.
Yeah, but the AI cannot surpass the divine intelligence, which is, as Dick Gregory always say, my universal
yeah.
God is over yeah. everything.
That's right. That is correct. Yep.
That's why I say we got to go back to the original universal race, who we are.
That's it.
That first man.
Yeah, and that first man is found everywhere. There is land on this planet. That is where you will find us. That means we were the first. We were, and then I've been to Australia. I've seen them there. I've been to Papua New Guinea. I've seen them there. I've been to 18 countries in Al-Kabulan, which is the Garden of Eden, by the way, not Africa. And
And I've seen it for myself, you know, that we're everywhere. We're all the way up in Scandinavia. We're in Scandinavia. We're all throughout. We named Europa. You know, we named Europa because who else could name the whole half a continent after a melanated goddess? I mean, you understand?
Yeah,
no, I don't think none of them cave dwellers would do that to such a thing, would they?
Yeah, but what
we have to do is begin to use
language.
Excuse me. I'd like to thank y'all for being with us. We've done 3 hours, and I want to play Brother Ray's First Man, and I'd like to remind y'all, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Delios at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and our beloved Brother Ray, his drum call at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world. Please be drumming at 3 p.m. Brother Ray, do you have anything you'd like to close with?
Oh, I just want to thank everybody for participating. It's such a great teaching tonight. We learned a lot, at least I did, and we'll pass it on. And we just got to keep doing what we do, brothers. We got to keep doing what we do. Mm-hmm. Just pass this word on. Teach one, and we'll get there.
Yes, and Brother Ray, you have to say when we'll do this again. You let me know, and we'll set it up again.
Okay, fine with me.
Okay. Okay, yeah, well, we thank you, and I'm going to play us out.
And the pyramids, they've been here 12,000 years. You charted the heavens with your eyes, flew your spaceships through the sky, crossed the ice on an elephant.